Another aspect in technical appraisal is interdependence of the parameters of the project. In this, independable supply of the basic inputs that could result into the closure of the project, or maybe there will be a bankruptcy of the organization because of sustaining the losses. So, interdependence of the parameters of the projects are very, very important. So, if the coal, the main ingredient of the power plant, if it is not available in the sufficient quantity to the power plant, then it can throw all the project calculation in disarray. Therefore, it will be affecting not just the organization, but also millions of the consumers, production facilities, and also it is impacting to the national economy. If another example, if you take the iron ore, if iron ore is not available for the steel manufacturing plant, it can disturb the steel production, while will have a cascading effect on the important transactions in the project, infrastructure project. So it is better to have much interdependence of the parameters so that shortfall in one can have the disorder in the entire project. Now, project charters layout. Having understood all these aspects of the technical parameters, you have to lay out the project chart, okay? And that should be presented to the management. So project charts are layout, and that is tool to define the scope of the project and provides the basis for the detailed project engineering. The various different kinds of the technical drawings are general functions layout, general functional layout, and that should facilitate the smooth and the economical movement of the raw material, work in progress, that is WIP, and also finished goods. Okay, then material flow diagram. One is a general functional layout. Second diagram is the material flow diagram, which represents what? The flow of materials, utilities, intermediary, intermediate product, and then final product, which may be the scrap or it may be emission. So these are various charts which we have to lay down. The production line chart or production line diagram also need to be prepared, which establishes the program of the production from one machine to another with description of the location, spaces required, a need for the power and utilities, and the distances from the next selection. Another diagram which is required is for the utility layout diagram. This utility layout diagram shows the principal consumptions and which are those points, that is water and the compressed air, which helps in installation of the utility supplies. Okay, now the plant layout. This plant layout also identifies the exact location of each piece of the equipment. Complete diagram, plant layout, complete diagram, which identifies the exact location of each and every department, each and every process, each and every equipment, so as to determine by the proper utilization of the space, leaving the area or scope for the expansion of the project. So smooth flow of the goods to minimize the production cost and safety of the workers is also required to be taken into consideration while drawing the plant layout diagram. Having understood this plant layout and diagrams, it is very important to assess the competitive status of the project and the unit. We have come up to that stage to the manufacturing or production. So, the project or unit, how it should be, what is the status, how to assess that competitiveness. So, globalization of the world economy and the availability of the new technology which exposes and the product or the project to the severe global competition. it is necessary to ensure that the project unit is strong and can face the competition. The competitive status of the manufacturing unit is evaluated by 8 performing measures, some of which forms the part of the technical appraisals. What are those 8 competitive performance measures that we are to see now? 1. Manufacturing lead time, that is MLT. What it consists of, what is to be measured in this? It is to be measured that the total time required to process the product through the manufacturing plant, it defines. Second parameter, work in progress, that is WIP, the quantity of the semi-finished product currently lying in the factory or on the floor. Third aspect, machine utilization. Machine should be run to the manufacturer exactly the right quality or exactly on the right things, that is exactly at the right time. That is machine utilization. Throughput. Throughput is also hourly or daily production, that rate at which the reciprocals of the production time and unit of the product is determined. So this is called throughput. Another 4 parameter consists of the capacity. The capacity is defined in terms of the possible output of the plant as well as which is able to produce over the some specified duration. Flexibility is also an ability of the system to what? To respond to the effective changes, and also the high degree of flexibility requires higher level of automation and the large investment. Then performability, how to perform, how the unit is performing. So performability is nothing but it is influenced by unscheduled downtime of the equipment, stoppage of functioning by the unit for a while, also impact on the production cycle. So performability is very important, and that should be very, very meticulously jotted down on the technical appraisal. Then quality. Maintenance of the high quality depends on the integrity of the material and integrity of the manufacturing process of any unit. So that takes care of all the 8 aspects of the manufacturing unit. Now, methods to improve the quality and the productivity. What are the methods? How to improve the quality? How to improve the productivity? Generally, there are 5 steps to improve this. First step is analyze the process, and you will understand you are not focusing not only on the people who do the work, but the task to the perform. Standardize the policies and the procedure in the company to maximize the efficiency of the people. Okay, that is first step to analyze the process. Second, in the same step, there is another object is to train all the staff members appropriately so that they can produce the high quality of the product. They can take high quality of the product from high quality of the product and take the pride of their work. Second step is to align the business process with other companies in the sector. Okay, business process. Find out how other competing companies are organizing and performing in certain jobs, or there is there a possibility of integration, and therefore there is a lead improvement is required or what. All the information is important, as it can result into the time and the money saving, as well as the good ideas for the improvement also. Third idea or method is to develop a performance measure. How to develop the performance measure? benchmark current process to identify the problem. That is the first requirement. And predict the future outcome or future outcome. And measuring the productivity gain through the performance indicators for the industry. This is very important as far as to performance measure is concerned of the people. Step 4 is to build quality test in process. Quality test is very, very important. Experiment during the process and not just at the end when it becomes more expensive at that point of time to repair it. Okay, therefore, much early stage, you should perform the process of testing the quality of the product. If possible, implement the automated tested environment, which can be performed without human intervention and which results in easy to interpret, modify, or correct, or approve, or disapprove the process. Now, we are undertaking this method to improve the quality and the productivity. Step 5 and the last step is use the business strategies to improve the productivity and the quality management. Determine the root cause of the problem and which is ready to perform, design the intervention to improve the optimized process. Control the production so that defects will be corrected and immediately at the beginning before it is affecting to the final product. Method of improvement the quality, the second point is the among the methods used to improve the productivity and strengthen the competitiveness are expert system and enterprise resources planning. So, expert system is very, very important as far as this issue is concerned. The expert system is nothing but it is a manufacturing environment to improve the productivity and flexibility. They are used along with the capacity planning to ensure that parts are manufactured to meet due date and the optimized use of the production equipment. When used in conjunction with the convention method, the expert system can handle unforeseen duck circumstances, allowing for easy extension and the modification to revise the schedule. They are also used for simultaneous or simulation of scheduling the system and assist with the machine learning of scheduling the procedure. And ES is, that is expert system, is a computer program that performs the task normally done by an expert and which is doing so uses the captured heuristic knowledge. It can make the best expertise available to a decision maker at the very moment the decision must be made. Its primary function has been diagnostic decision making system and the problem solving. It is used in the field of manufacturing, which is the demand is growing considerably, and now many systems are being used in the areas of the production, that is scheduling, process planning, quality control, and inventory management also. So ES system or expert system has two components. One, knowledge base, and second one is interface base. In inference base, backward changing, which is the goal driven. Backward chaining is a goal driven and a forward chaining, which is a data driven. So, expert system are way to convert the corporate knowledge into corporate assets, transformation. And expert system enables the distribution of the knowledge of the experts, which is present in one place, and to accumulate in one place the knowledge of several widely spread experts. Usually, expert system is faster and more accurate as it uses its same logic which normally used by the experts. Resort to this system, that is ES system, expert system, is attributable to the need to cut the lead time which is required to carry the product from the conception to the finish stage. Means start beginning to end at the finish stage. To remain competitive in the global context, manufacturing has to do the better for more using fewer resources. Lean manufacturing uses less each input, less labor, less machinery, less space, and less time in designing the product. In lean production, each act of this factory as it is, where it is done in the demand. Enterprise resource planning, which is a very important aspect in the planning, that is resource planning. The techniques which are used are applied to the idea of the lean production and thinking to whole company. Okay, the supply chain channels or supply chain connects the factory to its suppliers upstream and its customer at the downstream. So suppliers and the customers, various parts of the company need to share a flow of the same information. The new software program let the companies integrate their financial data with the payroll, manufacturing, inventory record, and also the purchasing. So all the aspects putting together forms the enterprise resource planning system. ERP, in short it is called, is the toolkit that spreads lean thinking throughput of the company. The company which are using the ERP can now, how efficiently it varies resources, people, money, machine are being used to satisfy its customers. The integration of all these aspects of the company data into the same software helps to keep the manufacturing operations in balance and to keep work flowing smoothly throughout the factory. Bottlenecks and the imbalances shows quickly and it can be set right. That is why it is very important to implement that ERP, that is Enterprise Resources Planning System, in the company. Finally, everything is happened at technically in technological appraisal. We are coming to review the project. Whatever the steps we have taken, discussed, that has to be reviewed once again before it is finalized. So, supplementary review of the project in terms of its interdependence of the basic parameters of the project, which are the plant size, location, technology that may be carried out and reviewed. The implementation of the project has the cost and the time overrun implications. So, the scheduling of the construction, delivery and installation of the machinery and other potential causes of the delay, which forms an important part of the technical aspects of the project appraisal. The schedule of the construction depends on mainly the speed of the civil construction work, that everybody knows. Delivery period of the equipment also depending upon that. Because if the construction is not completed, how the delivery of the equipment can be made available so as to install in that constructed area? So this, as well as the efficiency of the management to tie up the various ends in coordinated and the speedy manners. Since an overrun in the pre-emission stage or pre-commissioning stage is invariably leads to the overrun, the cost and consequential problems, it is important that the timing of the construction is restricted and it should be planned. For all the main physical elements of the projects, from project concept, but then obtaining government approval, tying up with the financial arrangement, engineering design, land acquisition, building construction, procurement of the equipment, etc., then erection and the testing. What is important? Erection and the testing. To the final commissioning, there must be a realistic time schedule that has to be formed and the coherent arrangement which leads to the completion of the project on most economical basis. Use of the scheduling technique like Gantt or the PERT or CPM and the CERT. These are some of the technical, softwares which are available in the market, and the proper adherence to them in the essential aspects to the insisted upon the technical appraisal. So with this, we are concluding our discussion on technical appraisal part. So thank you very much.